Michael, here you go. Who's the champion, Kathy or Michael? And stop! 1,500 and it's Michael. Hold it out by $400 over Kathy. Congratulations, Michael.
Today, these three players are after high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Samarkand.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you, Rod. Roddy, Rod's going to learn to stop screaming like that. Welcome to Press Your Luck, television's most competitive game. And now let's meet the three players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with Jim Niles. How are you, Jim?
Fine so far, thank you.
So far, huh?
So far.
Now, what do you do for a living, Jim?
I am an instructor at Moorpark College, which is in Ventura County, just north of LA.
At the fan club, Jim, what do you instruct?
PE instructor.
PE instructor. You have a. I understand you have a specialty.
Tennis is my specialty, but I can take role in any other subject too.
So, all right, good to have you with us, Jim.
Thank you.
And let's meet our second player, Mimi Hester. How are you, Mimi?
Hi, how are you, Peter?
Mimi, I understand you enjoy entering contests. Is
yes,
that,
I do.
Have you? You are you lucky when you enter?
Not really, but I keep at it.
Keep at it. This may be your day, right?
Might be my day.
Well, let's hope so.
Uh-huh.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, good to have you with us. And our third player is Mark Gonzalez. How are you, Mark?
Real good, really good.
Now, Mark, I get you're here to make some money because you're planning a trip, right?
Well, hopefully things are going to work out, and I'll make enough money here not only to take a trip to China with my wife, but my boy's going to be a year old, so hopefully they'll help me out, and I can make enough money to buy him some birthday presents.
Oh, so everything will work out well. China presents. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Mark. Players. I'm going to ask you four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins in the big Press Your Luck game board. A correct buzz and answer gives you three spins. A correct multiple choice answer, one spin. The more spins you have, the more money you can win, because as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, fabulous prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop! What happened? Yep, we did just fine again. Where am I going this time? Windjammer. I'm taking the Windjammer cruise, but I'll stay long enough to finish the show. Don't hit a whammy. If you do that, he takes away your Windjammer cruise or whatever you've won, so avoid that. With that in mind, are you ready to press your luck?
Yes.
Here we go. Back specialists advise against sleeping on your stomach. But if you must, they recommend you place a pillow under your what, Jim?
The small of your back.
All right. Is the correct answer small of your back, your knees, or your stomach?
Small of your back.
Small of your back, says Mimi. Let's go to Mark.
Your knees.
Knees. Well, if you must sleep on your stomach, specialists advise placing a pillow under your stomach. If you're sleeping on your stomach, the pillow small in the back wouldn't do much good. But maybe you know something I don't know. I give up. In any event, nobody gets any spares. Let's try another one. Here we go. Let's say you just bought a new car. Out of every 10 new cars purchased by Americans these days, how many are American-made? Mark?
Five.
All right, is the correct answer five, six, or seven? Jim?
Well, just for the sake of being different, I think I'll say six.
Six.
Okay, seven.
Mimi will go with seven. Is that what you said, Mimi? Well, out of every 10 new cars purchased, seven are American-made cars. Jim, nothing. Mimi picks up a spin, and Mark's yet to be heard from. Let's try the next question. In what state was the very first McDonald's hamburger stand? Jim?
California.
All right. Is the correct answer California, Texas, or Oregon? Mimi?
I'll say Texas.
All right, Mimi says Texas. Mark, what do you think?
I'll say California.
All right, that first McDonald's stand was in California. Jim goes to three, Mimi stays at one, and Mark picks up a spin. All right, here's that last question. All right, you smarties. The I in IQ stands for intelligence. What does the Q stand for, Jim?
Quotient.
All right, is the correct answer quotient, quota, or quality?
Quotient.
Mimi says it's quotient. Mark?
I agree, quotient.
Quotient. The Q in IQ stands for quotient. Correct. Jim goes to six. Mimi goes to two. And Mark goes to two. And that was the last question. You're all going to have a chance to convert those spins into big Press Your Luck dollars. Stay right there. We'll be back. You stay there, too.
want
to make some money. We have $13,000 on that board, as well as some prizes, surprises, a few whammies. Just to keep you honest, remember, the player who ends this round with the most money gets to play last in the final round, and that's an advantage, big advantage. Remember, you can cash your remaining spins at any time during your turn if you have a fear of the whammy, and four whammies put you out of the game. So avoid that. We're going to go to the player with the fewest spins. There's a tie between Mimi and Mark. Player to my left goes first. Mimi, $0 for two spins. Are you ready?
I'm
Make
ready.
Some money, Mimi.
Stop!
Stop at $200 and a spin. You'll have your same two spins, Mimi, and $200 richer.
Okay.
Press your luck or pass.
Pass.
No, you can pass.
I mean, press.
All right, she wants to press her luck. Stop at a Concord, California. A trip to Concord. The value of that trip is $601. You're up to $801. And one spin left. Me, press your luck or pass.
Press.
All right, pressing on. Looking for big bucks.
Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a sewing machine. Me, the value of that sewing machine is $449. You're up to a nice round $1,250.
Right.
First place for now. Let's see if it holds up. Mark. Two spins, $0. Are you ready?
Ready to go.
All right.
Feeling good.
Off to
ready?
China.
Stop.
Stop. Oh. He looks like he's about to leave for China with your money, Mark. But one whammy, $0. One more spin. You want to try again?
Spin. Here we go.
All right.
Ready, board? Stop.
Stop at $300 and the spin. Still have one spin and $300 for you. What are you going to do, Mark?
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to play.
All right.
Big bucks. Stop
at $550.
All right.
I give you $850 and second place for now. We go to Jim. $0, six spins. Jim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Theoretically, we're going to go. Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $500. That's third place, five spins. Press your luck or pass.
Play on.
Play on. Stop at $50. First place gets $2,000. Remember, that first place gives you an advantage. You have it by $750 over Mimi, but you have four more spins to deal with.
Well, that's a nice round figure, but I'll try to add to it.
I'm going to add to it. Four more spins. You've got...
Stop
at Las Vegas. Oh! Trip valued at $880. Up to 2883 spins. Press your luck or pass. You have $1,550 more than Mimi.
I'm a greedy individual. I'll play again.
Greedy Jim, going for it.
Stop.
A clock for you, Jim. That clock has a value of $425. You're up to $3,305. You have $2,000 more than Mimi, and you have two spins, Jim. That first place is sitting there on the line. You've got it for now.
Well, this is a tough one.
Press your luck to pass.
I'm going to
pass to Mimi. Mimi, two spins to you, $1,250. You're in second place, looking for first place. Here we go.
Come on, big bucks.
Have to take them one at a time. $350. You are up to $1,600. One more spin. Let's see what happens if Jim holds on to first place or you get it, Mimi.
Big bucks.
$470. You stay away from the whammy. You got yourself $2,070. Mark, the Mimi, Jim, $3,305. Puts you in first place. You have the advantage. We'll be right back. No questions, spins, prizes, surprises. Right after this word. All right, players, I have in my hands here four more questions, and hopefully they'll turn into answers. And, of course, answers become spins. You know what a spin is worth in this round? As much as $5,000. A lot of money, okay? Remember, whoever wins this round gets to keep all the money and come back and play again next time. Are you ready for your first question?
Ready.
Here we go. According to a recent survey, out of every five working women, how many say they would prefer to work rather than stay at home, Mimi?
Three.
All right. Is the correct answer three, one, or two? Jim?
I'll say two.
Two, says Jim. Let's go over to Mark.
My wife would rather stay home, I think, two.
Two. Well, out of every five women, three say they'd rather work than stay at home. No spins for Jim. Mimi picks up three, and Mark, nothing yet. Here we go. 1984 is here. No kidding. But do you know the author of the book of the same name? Jim?
George Orwell.
Is the correct answer George Orwell, Jules Verne, or Ayn Rand? Mimi?
George Orwell.
Orwell. Mark?
George Orwell.
Orwell. 1984 was written by, of course, George Orwell. Jim picks up three, Mimi goes to four, and Mark picks up a spin. Here's our third question. About 27 million Americans do it regularly, and it's been called the almost perfect exercise. What is it? Jim?
I will say that
swimming is the perfect
swimming.
Exercise.
All right. Is the correct answer swimming, jogging, or biking, Mimi?
I'll say jogging.
Jogging, says Mimi.
I'll say jogging.
Jogging. Well, that almost perfect exercise is swimming. Indeed. Jim goes to 6. Mimi stays at 4. Mark goes at 1. Who would have thought it, you know?
Yeah.
I would have thought some... Well, forget it, what I would have thought. Here we go to the 4th question. You've probably heard the term Chantilly Lace. But in terms of food, Chantilly is whipped what? Jim?
Cream.
All right, is the correct answer cream, butter, or eggs, Mimi?
Cream.
Cream, says Mimi.
Cream.
Cream. Chantilly is whipped cream, correct. Jim goes to 9, Mimi to 5, and Mark to 2. And that was the last question, and all our players are going to have that chance to take two spins to the big stretch of our game board. Decide who the winner's going to be, so come on back. We'll be right here. Forget the whammy because he'll jump around and then take all your money and that'll depress you. Let's take a look at your dollar totals. We have Mark at 850, Mimi at 2070, and Jim, you're in first place with 3305. You earned it, so you get to sit back and relax and play last in this, the final round, the advantageous position. We're going to go to the player with the least amount of money. That is Mark with $850. Two mighty spins.
All right,
Mark,
all right.
Are you ready?
A little bit of
here we go.
Of
ready?
Stop.
Stop at $2,000.
Right, okay.
You're now in second place. With 28.50, one spin, press your luck or pass.
I'm going to press my luck.
Going
four.
For it.
Yeah.
Looking for big bucks.
Ready? Stop.
Stop. At a
obvious.
Let's go. Mark Fang ate all your money, but you are not out of the game. Just $0 for now. Let's go over and see what Mimi can do with 5 spins, $2,070. Mimi.
Come on. Big bucks.
Dining set for you, Mimi.
Oh,
the dining set has a value of $1,399, and that puts you in first place by about $164 over Jim. 4 spins, press your luck, fast. Here we go.
Big bucks.
Big buck, $500. $39.69, 3 spins left, Mimi, press your luck or pass.
Press
it on, looking for big bucks.
Big bucks.
Move one space to $2,500 or $500 and a spin.
$2,500
for Mimi. You're now up to $64.69. That is $3,000 more than Jim. Left, Mimi, what's your pleasure?
Press my luck.
Her luck. $64.69 is on the line.
Stop
at $1,500. You're up to $79.69. $4,600 more than Jim. One more spin, Mimi. What are you going to do? You're going to pass the one spin. It gets past to Jim. 3305, Jim. You're in second place for now. One spin you have to take before we can talk about the 9. Here we go. 3305. Let's see what Mimi passed you. $3,000. And a spin. What's he pass you? You now have 6305. You picked up a spin. You now have 10 spins.
Woo-hoo!
Press your luck to pass. Second
well,
place.
I'm going to press my luck.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at a one. Took away that money, Jim, but you've got 9 spins left. You can do a lot of damage. You ready?
Right.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at another one.
No.
Oh, 2 of them right in a row, Jim.
Now,
$0,
how many more times
8 spins.
Can this happen?
Press your luck or pass.
I've got to press on.
Gotta go, says Jim. 2 whammies, no dollars.
Stop
at $2,500. Back up in the second place. 7 spins. Press your luck or pass.
I press my luck.
Here he goes.
Stop.
Stop at $1,000 and a spin. Up to $3,500. 7 spins. Press your luck or pass. $4,400.
I press my luck. I go on.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $5,000 and a spin. You now have $8,500. The same 7 spins. 2 whammies. What are you going to do, Jim? You're in first place by $669.
I press my luck.
Going to go. $8,500 down the line.
Stop.
Stop it. Go back 2 spaces to $4,000 and a spin. You now have $12,500 and 7 spins, Jim. Press your luck or pass. That's $5,000.
Press my luck.
Going to go. That's a lot of money riding.
Stop.
Stop at $600. You're up to $13,000. Got 6 spins. A lot of spins, Jim. What are you going to do?
Press again.
Press on, says Jim. A lot of money riding.
Stop.
Stop at $750. Okay. You are now up to $13,850. Five spins left, Jim. Press your luck or pass. You have about $6,000 more than needed.
That's correct.
Gonna go on. Jim's moving on.
Stop.
Stop at $700. Whoa, you have $14,550. Four spins left. You have almost, well, you have 65, 6,600 more. Gonna go again. Jim's going with $14,550.
Stop.
Stop at $1,000. And again. $15,550. You have first spin, Jim, and you have $6,500, $6,600 more. No, you have more than that. You have $7,600 more than Mimi. You're going to go again. Oh, are we riding high?
Stop.
Stop at $2,000. $7,550, Jim. Three spins.
I can pass either one of them?
No, you have to pass to Mimi. Player with the highest amount of money.
Pass it to her.
Mimi gets the spin. Mimi, they come to you. You've got almost $10,000 worth of catching up to do, but three spins is a lot. You ready? One at a time. Here they come.
Okay.
You have to take them.
Stop.
Stop at $5,000 and a spin. Mimi, you now have $12,969. One spin you put over in the earn column. Two more you have to take.
Oh, God.
A little less than $5,000. Oh. Less than Jim. Here we go, Mimi. Stop at advance two space to $2,000. We're now at $14,969. One more spin you have to take, and here it comes. Maybe let's avert that whammy. Stop at $2,500. Mimi. $17,469.
Oh,
that is less than $100 between you and Jim. Second place, you can decide to go for it and get the money. You can pass it to Jim. If he whammies, you'll win the game. You want to take it yourself and press your luck?
I will press my luck.
All right, Mimi, if you can avert the whammy, you'll win the game. You can pick up the money. Here we go. Jim, are you ready? Mimi, are you ready? Let's see who the champ's going to be.
Yeah.
$4,000. Mimi, it's not over. It's not over. You're up to $21,469. You have one spin now. You're in first place by a little less than $4,000. You can take it yourself again or pass it to Jim. What do you want to do, Mimi? I know it's tough. A pass. Mimi passes it to Jim. Jim, it is all yours. You're going to have to pick up $4,000 would give you $21,500. You'd win the game with $4,000. Anything less than that, you're going to need an additional spin to keep going. And this is the big spin. Jim, are you ready for it? Mimi, are you ready for it? Here we go. Who is the champ going to be today?
Stop.
Stop at $2,500. And that is not enough money. Mimi is the champion today with $21,469. Congratulations, Mimi. We are back for today's big Best Your Luck winner, Mimi, with $21,469, Mimi. You can wipe away the tears for a moment. Roddy's going to tell you exactly what you've won. Rod?
I sure will, Peter. Mimi, you've won a white sewing machine with 10 built-in utility and stretch stitches on one color-coded dial. Lightweight with built-in handle for easy portability by White Sewing Machines. And you've won by Virginia Colony by Bassett, featuring a charming oval table and four chairs, a lighted hutch with two glass shelves and china basin server, all in a pilgrim maple finish. And Mimi, we'll fly you and your companion round-trip coach from Los Angeles to Oakland, California, for a three-night stay at the gorgeous Sheraton Concord in San Francisco's East Bay Area. The magnificent atrium shelters splendid all-weather resort activities for great getaway weekends. It's all at the Sheraton Concord. Mimi, those prizes total $2,449, combined with the $19,020 in cash you've won, gives you a grand total, Mimi, of $21,469. Congratulations!
Congratulations, Mimi. Mimi, who are the two ladies, the lovely ladies behind?
This is my daughter, Jackie, and this is my niece, Michelle.
Michelle, how congratulations to all of you, your whole family. It couldn't happen to a nicer lady. Congratulations. Well done. Jim and Mark, You played well, got awful close. I want to thank you for being with us. You will not be leaving empty-handed. We have some nice prizes for you. Mimi, we're going to be seeing you next time. Until then, this is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. Some ice cream freezer, Justin.